Hey Grays, welcome back to another episode of The Gray Hour, hosted by The Gray Scene. And as always, this is your girl, Jay. And first, I want to apologize for me sounding like a croaking frog. I really can't elevate my voice too much because of this really bad sore throat that I got. I have to thank my coworker for that because apparently sometimes people just don't like taking medicine or just taking the day off and they don't feel good. So thank you so much, coworker. But I will be taking medicine to get better within this week, and you know, let's see what happens. You know, a lot more vitamin G, drinking some OJ, and you know, yada yada yada, blase blase. But thank you guys so much for coming back, and a lot has happened this week. Let's start off with that, and this episode is just gonna be me talking and about a lot of stuff. First on the agenda is me thanking you guys so much for joining in for the first TGS anniversary / birthday bash. It was quite interesting. It was very fun. It's all I could possibly say about it. I want to thank you guys for participating. Wow, I couldn't get that word out for a second. For participating in our first ever giveaway. And thank you for Maya for letting us use her books in this giveaway. We're hoping to do a lot more in the future, and we want to see how this one was first, and we tested the waters, and it was great for us to do. So let me jump into that real quick. Let me just grab my handy dandy notebook and let you guys know who the giveaway winners were. So the first giveaway winner was, and these are all Instagrams, as you guys know, all Instagram handles, is La 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 LIS_YE. Again, that's La 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 LIS_YE. That's a very interesting Instagram handles. I've seen a lot of very interesting Instagram handles these days, so I'm not really surprised. Imagine just saying that. La 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 LIS_YE. I'm so sorry. I'm not making fun of your Instagram. It just sounds like a little song that you could do. Our next Instagram is HANNNYYA. So I'm pretty sure that's Hanya. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but that Instagram handle is HANNN. That's three N's. YYA. Our last. Wow, I really paused for a long second. I had to really think about how this Instagram handle is going to be said. Is Welved Words. WHELVED Words. And I'm sorry I paused there for a little bit. I had to really take in what it said on the page. But as you guys know, these Instagram handles were chosen randomly. We used our magical app in spirit of the Halloween season coming up, because you know, if you guys didn't know, your girl Jay really loves the Halloween spirit. I love Halloween and all the vibes that you get from it, costumes, all those horror movies. Oh, I live for it. We used our magical app, and the magical app popped up these three random Instagram handles, and I want to congratulate you guys for winning the first ever TGS giveaway. If you guys haven't already, make sure to DM us your address so we could send out these books to you, or Maya could send out these books to you. So thank you guys for participating, and we hope to do another TGS giveaway very soon, so thank you guys. And thank you guys so much for the birthday wishes. September 20th, we were really overwhelmed by a lot of stuff, and thank you guys so much. Again, I can't thank you guys enough for your support and for always being there for TGS and tagging us and letting us read your art. I think I can never say that enough in any of my podcasts. So I want to go over the first part one. Well, clearly the first part one, that's a bit redundant. Part one of the birthday shoutouts for TGS. It's pretty much what we decided to do in celebration of our first anniversary, which is give random birthday shoutouts. And here's part one of that list. First up is Aiden Bex. Aiden, thank you so much for all your support and tagging us and all your work. That you're just a wonderful human being, and I honestly cannot wait to get you on the podcast. So sorry. The next one is, oh my goodness, I'm sorry, it's Puritas Vanitas, that's P-U-R-I-T-A-S-E-T VANITAS. Thank you so much for all your support as well. Daisy Bura, that's DaisyBourah. Next one is Unspent_Unshine_. Kelly Girl, that's Kelly, GHRIL. Hey girl, I love that last name. I love your Instagram handle, by the way. JHube4742, and Hube is spelled HUBE. That again is JHUBE4742. Ina Motbell Artiste, that's INAAMOBTEL.artiste. ARTISTE. So that's artist with an E at the end. And guys, I really want you to follow this young woman's page. It's a lot of visual art on her page, and it's quite amazing and quite spectacular to always look at. Tyrae.z.poetry, that's TYRAEE.z.poetry. I'm sorry if I didn't get the first name right. I'm really sorry about that. Carl G. Poetry, that's Carl with a K, by the way, G. Poetry. Sabrina Ghazali, now that's, I'm pretty sure we all know how to spell Sabrina. And Ghazali is spelled G-A-Z-A-L-I. There's no dots or underscores in this username. It's Sabrina Ghazali. Claire_Johnston, and that's Claire with a K. Johnston is spelled J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N. Humble_Harmony. Brian Creates and Copies. Now, guys, I'm at the end of the podcast, before we close out, I have something a little thing to announce for Brian, because he has something really cool going on his page, a new project he's taken up, and he's asked the Grace team to participate and some of our users to participate. So we'll talk a little bit more about that at the end. Our next person is Millennial_Poetry, Via_Words, and that's Via, VIA_Words, Drunk.Letters, Pearls of Poetry 210. I'll announce part two after I go over a little bit of what's been going on this week for us, and what's going on in the world, actually. And part two will be coming up soon, so guys, don't worry, the list goes on for the birthday shoutouts. So guys, there's been a lot going on currently in the world, and just in the United States in general. And I think one thing I want to touch on is the tsunami that recently happened in Indonesia. And guys, I want to give out my most heartfelt prayers to you guys out there. I know the death toll is currently still rising, with people who have been injured, people who have been swept away by this tsunami. And the cause of it was from a 7.5 earthquake. I don't think I can say I'm sorry enough. My heart goes out to you and your families. And if there are any charities that are doing anything, please let us know. We'll make sure to leave a link in our bio when we start hearing from the charities about how to give and how to just need clothes or something. So guys, that's one thing that's going on. And that happened Friday, by the way. Another thing that's been going on, which has been quite the hot topic of the entire week, it has been the Kavanaugh hearings. And I'm going to try my best to keep an unbiased talk about it. I had to take a little pause there to recollect my emotions and how I felt about it, and unbiased opinion on it. I do have strong opinions about it, but just for this particular podcast, I'm going to keep those to myself. Because for one, next week I'm going to have a special guest come on to talk about it. He was on last week's or the week before's podcast with me. He's a aspiring law student, and he has a lot to say about it, and as do I. And we're going to talk a lot about that as well. It's just been an interesting case to follow, interesting altogether. And one thing I will have to say is, guys, we have to believe our survivors when things happen. And that's what I'm going to say about that. And if you guys didn't watch the hearings between Dr. Ford and Brett Kavanaugh, guys, make sure to watch them to understand fully what happened with the hearings. It's making news right now in the United States. And I think it's something that's really serious for us to talk about, and something that's pretty serious for us to dwell on. It's a little bit as a nation. and how women feel when certain things happen to them, and when we don't feel like we could be heard enough, or we don't feel like we're going to be believed or get justice. So that's what I'm going to say on that one. As of right now, like I said, we're going to switch gears a little bit. I don't want to put too much emphasis on those, on the Brett Kavanaugh case, until next week. So I'm just going to switch gears again and talk a little bit about what's going on right now for TGS as a platform. Thank you guys for always tagging us, as always, in all of your posts, and giving us opportunity for us to feature you. And I think what we're going to start doing from now on is pushing gears a little bit more and start back to what we used to do in the past. Over the past year, we used to do features of artists, painters, anime artists, illustrators, that's what they call themselves. And what I really want to start doing again is getting spoken words out there, and rappers, singers, choreographers? What's that? I believe that's how you say it. Choreographers. There we go. Choreographers. Videos out there, you know? Because we are an art platform. I don't want any of you guys to feel like your art's being stifled in any way. I want to expand our artistry just a little bit more. So if you guys know people who are singers, rappers, spoken word artists, painters, illustrators, tag us in their work. Shoot us DMs of their work. We'd be more than happy to feature them, because we want to expand our horizons a little bit more. We want to reach out to more people. Everyone deserves to be heard in every such way and possible. Everyone's art is unique, and it needs to be seen. You know, we're going to reach as much people as possible with that. And we're going to start slowly doing it. The month of October is going to be pretty interesting in many ways. One, Halloween's coming up. And like I said earlier, I love Halloween. So what's going to be happening for Halloween is maybe not necessarily a giveaway, but what we're going to be doing is, first, we need to figure out how we're going to be converting our audio to be placed on YouTube. I think that's been the biggest fight right now that we've been having. The app that we've currently been using is called Anchor. And Anchor is beautiful in so many ways. We're able to connect with people who aren't even in the same state as me or in the same borough as me to do our podcast for the past couple ones, and it's been really interesting experience with Anchor. But now what we need to start doing is focusing on how to convert that into YouTube videos and YouTube audio to place on YouTube. So we're in the process of still currently figuring that out, and once we do, all of our past podcasts will be on there as well for you guys to catch up on. If you guys can't find us or don't like using Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Spotify, for whatever reason, you guys could still find us on YouTube. But once that comes about, we're gonna let you guys know. And speaking of YouTube, something we're gonna start doing is, towards the middle or the end of October, we're gonna be starting doing video content. Meaning, you're gonna be seeing my face and a guest face a lot more often on YouTube. We're gonna be talking about a lot of different things, not just artistry and art, like we kind of what we do on the podcast as well. Not saying we're gonna stop the podcast altogether. We're definitely not. We're gonna continue the podcast. We're also gonna be putting videos out there, a little bit of DIYs, live interviews per se, to put it that way. And even if they won't be long content, it'd still be content for you guys to visually see. We're gonna be doing a little bit of vlogs, and someone actually reached out to me. It was he's a chef. Well, I don't, maybe chef's a bit of a, I don't want to say it's a stretch, but he doesn't call himself a chef, but he does love to cook, and he does love to, I want to say he loves to feed people. And you're, I don't know if you guys know, but your girl's always hungry for some food. I love food. I think, I don't know who doesn't love food. I love trying out new foods, especially. We're going to do a video of him just showing us some steps of him cooking. And one person I've actually reached out to again, who's kind of a dear friend of mine. Not kind of, she's a dear friend of mine. She's a nail artist, and I want her to pretty much show you guys steps on what it is to take to just, maybe not, just she started doing nail art, you know? I kind of started a little bit. I had to figure out what it was, like a manicure, a pedicure. It's one of those two, you know, nails. She does nails, and she does it beautifully. She does an excellent job. And that's her form of artistry. And you know, guys, we want to start pushing towards these different avenues to expand ourselves a little bit more. And that's going to start happening from the middle to the end of October. And it's going to happen, guys. And before the summer, we're going to be doing simultaneously our podcast on Apple and Google and whatever other podcasts you see, stations you see us on, and on YouTube. And we want to see your faces on there with us as well. So if you guys have any ideas for us, shoot them to us. We never cease to hear your creativity. We'll never stifle that. But that being said, let's jump into part two of the first I forgot what I was gonna say, of the first anniversary and birthday shout outs. Let's see. Our next person is, to continue on the list, of course, is Althea Poetry. It's Althea dot poetry. Althea, I believe it's a Greek name, right? I would think so. I hope so. Hope I didn't get that wrong. AU_poetry. Antigua Mirrors. That's ATINGA_mirrors. Ballad of Life. Petites Poemes. Ooh, wow, I think I butchered that so badly. It's Petites Poems. That's PETITS POEMES. Jarley. It's JARRALEY. IKM Poetry. Darling Ashes. And that's pretty much Ashes with a Z at the end. I'm going to say that one more time. People didn't get that. Darling with the Ashes. Instead of an S at the end of Ashes, it's a Z. Our next person is Fox Fen Poetry. C.M.K.KAE_poetry. Again, that's C.M.K.KAE_poetry. I was like, did I mess that up for a second? I kind of did. Sorry about that. A.Messy.Perfection. SJKS_. Trisha_poetry. Love, Break, Grow, Repeat. I love that. That should be like a poem by itself. The Wallflower That Bloomed. And guys, the Wallflower That Blooms page, definitely give her a follow as well. As long as with everybody else on this page as well that I've spoken about. But the Wallflower That Bloomed recently came out with her book. So go on her page, give it a follow, and make sure to buy her book and anyone else's who has a book coming out. Our next person is The Words We Have Forgotten. And last but certainly never least, Oliver Thomas Poetry. That's Oliver, OLIVER, Thomas, THOMAS. Oh, not poetry, poet. Oliver Thomas Poet. Alright guys, so make sure to give all these people a follow and show your support, collaborate with them. These are people always fancy a good collaboration. Just to go over the list again, from the first part one, Aiden actually released a couple of his merchandise that are coming out. Definitely check out his page and check out his poetry. Check out all these people's page, guys. I said this, I never stress this, I never continue to stress it enough. Give everyone a follow, collaborate, network. That's what we're here for. That's what we do. Now that we're gonna jump in to what happened this week with the TGS again, one thing that happened was we started doing our Wednesday shoutouts again. I know we kind of put it on a little bit on a hiatus because of the week before we were celebrating the first anniversary for TGS, but our Wednesday prompt. And our Wednesday prompt was right about the autumn rain. And I want to give a shout out to two people who really stood out for this prompt. And I absolutely loved reading their poems for this one. Is Yun.GrayWords. And that's Yun, YUN.GrayWords. And Incandesco. And that's _Incandesco. _INCANDESCO. Oh, and Yun.GrayWords, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Hope you enjoyed your birthday. And guys, I think that's pretty much it for this podcast. I know we did a lot of housekeeping for TGS, but that's okay. That's what we're here for. That's what we do. I'm going to kind of wrap up this podcast because my throat's kind of getting sore just a little bit more, and just pretty much wrap it up with a special announcement that I said in the beginning of it about Brian creating copies. He's currently starting a new project for the month of October. He has a new poster series coming out and wants to feature your writing pieces for his posters, not poetry. I had to look back at my notes for a second. He has a new poster series coming up. Did I say posters? I don't remember, but I'm going to reiterate it again. Poster series. So for all our gray scene writers and poets, DM Brian to have your content and words featured on his art. His digital art is always amazing to look at. I know he had a couple of wallpapers there for sale, and some that were free in his story. But definitely give him a shout out, support his small business, and expand it a little bit, guys. And make sure to DM him about his new project that's coming out. So pretty much, like I said, it's a new poster series that's coming out for the month of October, and we want to see your words on his post art. All right, Brian creates and copies. That's his Instagram. Follow it, DM him, tell him you want to be a part of it. And guys, for spooky October that's coming up, we have new guests for the month of October, and next week, we're gonna have our lawyer friend come back, and his name is Devin. And pretty much we're going to be talking about the Kavanaugh hearings next week. Remember, this podcast is not only going to be about just art. It's going to be about the topics that's pretty much going on around the world. Topics that range from politics to entertainment. And as always, I want to thank you guys for stopping by and listening to the next Gray Scene podcast. Definitely look out for next week's podcast. And then look out for other news that we have as well. Guys, make sure to give us a follow. Our Instagram page is The Gray Scene. Our Twitter page, also The Gray Scene. Our Facebook, also The Gray Scene. Why would it be anything else but The Gray Scene? And guys, if you have any feedback for us, make sure to give us a DM or send us an email. Or you can comment under the post that we're going to post up with this new link for this podcast. If you guys have any questions or anything, you can always DM us, or you can email us at thegrayscene1@gmail.com. This has been Jay, and I won't sound like a croaking frog next week. I totally promise that. Maybe I'll sound like the Wicked Witch of the West. Who knows? But until next week, guys, thank you so much for tuning in for this week's podcast. Next week's podcast will be featuring our another guest talking about a lot of interesting things that have come up. But guys, have an excellent Sunday night or Monday morning, wherever you are in the world. And happy October 1st. I honestly cannot wait for what October holds for us. Have a great night, guys. Bye.